In Brazil, you can already feel the excitement in the air. It's almost time for Carnival. Festivities officially begin in 6 days, and NPR's Philip Reeves in Rio de Janeiro says yes, millions of Brazilians are getting ready for a huge party, but it's also a grueling test of physical endurance.
Nayanada takes off her sneakers and slips on her dancing shoes. These are velvet and crimson with black polka dots and 7-inch heels. Nada wears these to teach samba. She says they actually help. You're supposed to perform samba on your toes, like this.
Um, dois, três. Um, dois, três. Um, dois, três. Um, dois, três. Dá para pegar em um mês.
You can master samba in a month if you're fit, says Nada. What if you're not?
Física já é mais complicado. Se a pessoa chega mesmo sedentária...
Let's just say it's a little more tricky for a couch potato. Her class begins. This sounds like unadulterated pleasure, yet getting fit enough to perform involves pain.
Yeah, we are trying to not eat so much carbohydrates. I don't know how to say in English.
Carbohydrates.
Carbohydrates. And don't eat too much chocolate.
Ana Carolina Carvalho is training to dance in the parade as a giant silver feathered mermaid. We're one block from Copacabana Beach in a place called the Body Tech Fitness Center. She comes here for 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, to lift weights and run. Carvalho thinks this will pay off once the fun starts.
When you listen to the music and your body starts shaking, and then you forget everything, and everything is good and everything is all right, excellent.
Carvalho is in the official parade. She's with one of the big samba schools that compete with each other over 2 days. What of the 2 million or so other people who'll dance and drink night and day in steaming tropical heat? The gyrating throng of humanity who weave through the streets jiggling away behind the many informal parades. Dr. José Alfredo Padilla, the carnival's medical coordinator, says more than 200 medical staff are standing by to rescue them from...
Trauma, né? O nosso maior causa de atendimento é o trauma.
Trauma, that's the main cause of treatment. Then there's high blood pressure, booze, and heart problems.
It's rehearsal night in northern Rio. The neighborhood is warming up with beer and mocotó, a stew made from ox's foot. They're members of Portela, one of the samba schools in the official parade. Fátima Carvalho has danced with Portela every year for 27 years. Every year, just before the dancing starts, she eats fruit, drinks lots of water, and soaks her feet in rock salt. Fátima knows how Rio's carnival can catch you out. A few years back, during the parade, she was hit in the head by a flying beer can. It knocked Fátima out cold, but it didn't dent her enthusiasm. I don't like parties or birthdays or Christmas, but I adore my carnival, says Fátima. Rehearsal begins. The crowd starts singing and dancing. Suddenly you see what Fátima means. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.